six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Maybe this isn't the best idea. Yeah, in fact, I know it's not. Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. La la la. Okay. Why am I still going? To get in the shade. The current time, said that already. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm outdoors today. Again, which may or may not be a very smart idea. Because even though it's a little bit cooler than it has been, and it's only like 29 degrees right now, it did rain a little bit overnight. I thought I heard something around 3 when I was trying to go to sleep, and I thought, is it raining? And I woke up this morning, and yeah, things were damp but drying out. And I thought, now see, here's why we came out here. Here's one mushroom. One mushroom growing on the side of the path. And now the sun's coming out. Let's get up here into the little spring copse. Let's get into Cop's Corner here. Oh, I got mud. How did I get all that mud on me? Where'd that come from? Yeah, so I'm out here at Tranquility Park, out on Gyro Ball side, taking the high road, walking sort of back into the secret mushroom ground. But this is a very bad idea for all three reasons. Three reasons being it's very hot and humid, that's two reasons. And the path is ridiculously slick. I can barely walk on it. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And I forgot my camera. Okay. So, being as we're taking the high road, you know, I'm walking into the area with the little spring, the little copse that has this little spring here, sticks out of the side of the hill. The water blorps down. It's all very nice and green. It's all very shady right here. And here's a bunch of broken branches and logs and sticks that are just covered in Auricularia auriculum. I don't think I've seen more in one place than I'm seeing right now. And even if I had my camera, this would be hard to capture as a photograph. Wow. It's so great though. I wonder if I should get some of these. I wonder if I should harvest some of these. Oh, here comes. Oh! Is that an emerald ash borer? There's a bug. There's a damn green bug running across the path here. And because it's so muddy, I can't move fast. I think that emerald ash borer got away. Oh, and that stick down there has auricularia on it. We're in the auricularia zone now, kids. I'm turning around. This is not smart or safe. I'm picking up so much mud on my shoes that I'm not even going to be able to go back into my house. But yeah, in case you're wondering, the emerald ash borer is kill on sight. La-di-da. This is tricky. All right, so. Oh. What is this? Just a rock. I thought it was another mushroom. But it's not. Right, so we're gonna get out of here. I don't need to get sick. I wonder if I should go to the store now. I gotta drive right by the grocery store. And I do need to buy some foods. I'm gonna walk through this grass to try to get mud off me. I'm not gonna go to the grocery store right now. That's a dumb idea, Tobe. Oh. Instead, I'm gonna walk back to my car and then go home, where it's nice and cool. Here's some Caprinus. There's some Caprinus that popped up right here. Oh, and what else do I need to do when I get home? I guess I need to check a bunch of stuff. See if I can find some people. I need to respond to an email. But not any music-related ones. Even though I'm trying to get a hold of everybody, but... You would think communication would be easier in this day and age, but it's not. Because there's no central form of communication. Nobody just uses the phone anymore. And you can't call anybody. Yeah, regardless. I'm waiting to hear from a bunch of people, but... God, where is this mud coming from? This weird mud. Anyway, Aaron got the flyer for the new show finished. And he sent it to me, so I've been shopping that around in all the regular places. And what else was I gonna do? Well, I'm sure I've got stuff to do, but I don't remember what it is right now. I'm also remembering that I was going to try something on my synth. Oh, yeah. What I was going to do is try to introduce some switched-in melodic doke docks or something to that effect. Either way. But I guess... Let's think about that and start this up. On the theme. Hi! And guess who just showed up? It's Peppa the Synth Cat! You doing some Synth Kitty business? Yeah, that's you. Synth Kitty business time. And now she's sitting right in front of all the stuff that I need to get my hands on. So let's stop this really quick and think about how we're going to work around the cat. Yeah, I'm talking about you, dingins. All right, we got a Fluffy Bomb here, and Fluffy McFluffster is fluffing it up. Who's my Fluffy? You're the Fluffy Fluffy. Hi, yes, you're McGoobert. All right, so I was talking about switching in some doke docks that were melodic. Move your face, thank you. I got up. So let's plug in some CV to this. And that gives us what? It gives us this. I said this. All right, where's my doke docks? They're on 4. Let's crank up just the gain on channel 4. Yeah, that's neat and everything. Clunk, 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 clunk. And then if we turn this knob, what happens? get some stuff, but not as much as I was hoping. Bloop, 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 bloop. And we could figure out a way to switch that in. Or we just leave it like this. Donk, 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 donk. We need longer cables if we're going to do this. So we swap out this cable for that cable, and we put it into this switch. Then we grab another cable, come out of this switch, and go into the 1 volt per octave input. And, okay, so we got normal. Here we go. And then we can push this magic button, and it does this. Blink, blunk, blunk, blink, blunk. And let's go back to normal. Okay. Now, stop the damn music. What setting are we on? Whoa, we're on the weird magical setting number 8, mode 8, which is what again exactly? As he consults the manual. Oh yeah, that's the not the most active one ever. So what mode do we want to be in, do you suppose? I kind of am thinking maybe we need to just go full Turing machine on this. Is that a smart idea? No, because then we'll just get lots when we don't want lots. Maybe we should just leave it the way it is. That's not right. Now I seem to have broken it somehow. Okay. Set that back to where it was. Now let's go. That's no good. Maybe I can live with this. Maybe. I am willing to admit the possibility that, you know, just maybe this isn't the best idea after all. That different? Doesn't seem like it.
that great. Yeah, what am I thinking here? You know, I'm not utterly convinced that I'm going to get what I want out of it. Okay, we're going to put that aside. I'll work on that later during my own time when we're not wasting other people's time. So, oh, I just remembered there was another thing. There was another performance parameter. Business go. This being as I have this being triggered out of my super magic triggery thing, I can turn a knob on the triggery thing and make it happen more often, like every four beats or every four meta beats. I can crank it all up. Constant.
okay, so, will I ever remember that?
Maybe.
That messes it all up. That's fine. And what does it do on this setting? I don't remember. We gotta wait for it to come around. Oh yeah, this is the one that is up and down, very softly. Why is that not as loud as the others? Let's check it. Yeah, the level is maxed out. Alright, here we go again. Here, let me turn that off. Let's speed it up. How long does it need to be? Yeah, now I'm re-triggering it too fast. A brilliant idea that's not gonna fly. That's fine too. It means we just got some extra triggers that we could do something with. Okay, so let's find something to do with these extra triggers. We're gonna adjust that back to where it was. Okay, there's where our doke docks were. Oh, we can't use, we're using that for some, we don't have that. We're out of sources. Unless, of course, we want to use this. The Mad Monk. Blorple, blorple. Gotta give him a little more gain.
This is tricky. He's hard to mix. See, the problem is that he's stomping on the Doak Ducks. Okay, and what if let's take that out and let's put these triggers in instead. Yeah, does not hold it open long enough. So we just get little clicks. But what if? No. Alright, we gotta unplug this because this doesn't make any sense. It just makes noise. Let's plug this back in. But it's not in a, it's just not in a good place. Stop everything. What if? No, what we need to do is we need to buy another one of these envelope generators. We're all out of envelope generators. Yada yada. Is there any way we can cheat? Not really. Not with what we've got sitting here. Think, Tobe. It doesn't matter. Because the envelope generator is still being triggered by the same thing that does the thing for the thing, and so it doesn't matter. So we need to get off that. Which means we can't use the envelope generator for the warble, warble, darble. What to do? What to do? What to do? Well, we could get some gates. We got plenty of gates coming out of the sequencer that we're not even using for anything. But then we'd have to... Well, maybe we should do that. Okay, unplug this and plug it into here instead. Get ready. Actually, let's use the second one. Here we go. Is so not what I want. And what I want requires me pushing a lot of buttons and doing some stuff, but even then, it's too frequent. I don't want it going on constantly. Shut up. Okay, let's start it from here. What's wrong, Google? Yeah, suddenly I fail. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes?
Yes, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe. I've got a synth, and now I gotta get out of here. We'll be right back.